In recent days, crude oil prices have fallen sharply as fears of a winter fuel shortage diminish. Crude oil was selling late yesterday for less than $47 a barrel. That's still high, but it is down more than $8 from last month's peak. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Resolution of a threatened strike in Nigeria is the latest piece of news helping to drive down crude oil prices. In addition, oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico are stepping up their production following their recovery from Hurricane Ivan. Vice President Ed Sillier of Energy Merchant Corporation, a wholesaler, says oil flowing in from a variety of sources has helped reduce concern that U.S. tanks might run dry.
Certainly, OPEC meeting the needs of the market is probably the first thing. They have increased supply substantially over the last several months, and that has put us actually in an oversupply situation now.
At the same time, relatively mild weather in the Northeast so far has kept demand for heating oil in check, and even drivers are burning a little less gasoline than they did at this time last year.
We have had a seasonal drop in demand from gasoline, but also one that we believe was impacted by the higher prices. We actually supply a number of independent gasoline stations, and they have seen a drop-off in demand beyond what is normal seasonal drop in demand.
The Energy Department reported yesterday that gasoline prices fell by more than 3 cents a gallon last week. That brings the average price nationwide below $2 a gallon. Market watchers caution that the falling energy prices could quickly reverse themselves if an attack in the Middle East were to disrupt supplies or a colder-than-usual winter were to boost demand. Even though prices have fallen in recent weeks, both gasoline and oil remain 30 to 40% more expensive than they were at this time last year. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham announced his resignation yesterday. Kateri Callahan, who heads the Alliance to Save Energy, says Abraham leaves some unfinished business.
The pressures on the new Congress and on the returning administration to address the energy situation are going to be fairly significant, and we believe that that will be important to whoever is coming in to replace Abraham.
While the administration's energy bill was stalled in Congress, the outgoing secretary said in a letter to President Bush, 90% of the administration's energy plan has been implemented. Abraham says he's confident that with larger Republican majorities in the House and especially the Senate, quote, much-needed energy legislation will finally be enacted. Scott Horsley, NPR News.